If new country is what you love, you're in the right place. It's Taste of Country Nights.
It's Evan Paul and the Taste of Country crew. I got a phrase you need to repeat over and over again tonight. I'm not working. I'm not working. I'm not working. We're going to have a good time while you're on the second shift. Don't worry about that. Evan Paul here with Dustin Lynch. How you doing, man?
Awesome, man. I was enjoying you guys this past week at my hunting lease out there. We had you guys tuned in. We were working, doing like a late night. Well, we were wrapping up the season, so we were working our butts off. But, yeah, we had you guys rocking while we were riding the farm roads, working on everything.
Oh, yeah, appreciate that.
For
that
sure, yeah. No, it just surprised me because I'm not obviously from out there, and we're just scanning radio stations, and then boom. There's the fam.
Darius Rucker. He has the best laugh in country music. Hold on. Go ahead. Hit it real quick. I love it. Taste of Country Nights, hanging with Dierks Bentley tonight. When you first came on the country music scene, who would you say you learned the most from back in the day?
You know, I learned a lot just from watching people. I remember when I had, you know, kids were coming, I asked McGraw, I was like, hey, is there a blueprint for this? You seem like you're handling it pretty well. He's like, there's no blueprint. You'll figure it out on your own. But, you know, Kenny Chesney was a good role model in a lot of ways. Keith Urban has been. And there's other guys, too, who you look up to and go, yeah, I don't know if that's where I want to be in 20 years.
It's Evan Paul and the Taste of Country crew, proud to be bringing you your hometown hero shout outs. Marissa texted in. She said, my hometown hero is Heidi. She's been a teacher for 18 years. She's such an amazing teacher and mentor. She's a first grade teacher and makes sure her students have everything they need, from food in their bellies to a sweatshirt when they are cold. She always makes sure her students feel safe in her classroom and have all their needs met. She is my hometown hero because she has a heart of gold. Marissa, thank you so much for sharing that. And where do we even start? Heidi, thank you so much for being a teacher for all this time and educating so many kids and helping them be better humans. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And thank you to all the teachers out there. If you or someone you know is a hometown hero, let's give them a big shout out. Tell us about them on your Taste of Country. Yeah. Taste of Country Nights. It's Evan Paul hanging with Lee Bryce. Man, thanks for everything you do for Folds of Honor.
Yeah, man. We love that organization. We have for a long time. And it was kind of an organic thing getting together. And then, you know, we brought it to Nashville, and it's just thriving, and it should, because it does such great things for military families who need it. So, yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, Folds of Honor. It's a great, great, great organization.
Got a message on the Taste of Country app from Ralphie and Jimbo. They said, we're diesel mechanics working on a couple excavators tonight. Listening, can you play Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now, for Throwback Thursday for us? Only if you drop off one of them excavators so I could drive around the parking lot a little bit. How about that? Taste of Country Nights. Evan here hanging with Thomas Rhett. Do your little girls, do they love your music, or is it like the total opposite?
my kids are the sole reason that I dislike so many of my older songs, is because that's all we listen to. So,
Taste of Country Nights, Evan Paul here, honored to be hanging with Reba. I got to ask you, do people probably send you like their songs all the time and try to get you to listen to them? Do you still listen to all the demos that you get?
I'm always looking for songs. I love to listen to demos. And when people say, well, wow, hot off the press, you want to listen to it, I'm always, yeah, absolutely. Because you never know. Everybody's out there looking for songs. And so you've got to really beat the bushes and get out there and try to find the one that fits your voice, your character, your mood. I like to find a song that I fall in love with that touches my heart. And that way, when I sing it, hopefully it's going to touch your heart too, if I've done my job right.
Taste of Country Nights. Evan Paul here with my 2-year-old daughter, Libby.
What's up? This is Libby. I'm on the radio with Daddy.
Okay, now say on Taste of Country Nights.
Taste of Country Nights.
Taste of Country Nights, hanging out with my man, John Party. Okay, where's the funniest place maybe you've heard one of your songs playing?
Going to Tractor Supply. Got to go to Tractor Supply quite often. And my song will be on the, you know, it'll be playing, and I literally would be checking out, and nobody knows.
You don't like look at the guy that's checking you out, and you're like, hey, that's me?
No, I'm not that guy. I just humbly smile and just kind of laugh.
Hanging with Jimmy Allen, I saw this past weekend you were at Crash My Playa. You told me you hadn't performed in a few months. What was it like getting back on stage?
It was fun getting out there. There's a bunch of times I messed up, forgot the lyrics to certain songs. And so when I forget lyrics, I just mumble. But it sucks when you're singing a song that wasn't a hit and nobody knows it, so it's just awkward. You know, you're into it, you forgot the word. I wish I was. And the crowd looking at you like, well, we don't know the lyrics either, dude.
Big shout out tonight to Caroline, who texted in. She's a tow truck driver, and she works for an all-female towing company. She said they always listen to us at night. We appreciate that. Thank you so much, Caroline, for doing what you do. Stay safe out there, by the way. Let's take you back. Throwback Thursday, John Michael Montgomery, and Be My Baby Tonight. Taste of Country Nights, Evan with Jason Aldean. Man, I know your kids, Memphis and Navy, are real young, but do they understand what daddy does for a living?
You know, they know I sing. They think it's fun to get on the bus and go, you know, ride around for the weekend and get out, you know, go run around backstage and do all those things. I don't think, you know, obviously, I don't think they've quite put it all together. They've never seen, well, Memphis has seen one part of one show. Navy's never seen a show. They're usually asleep. I go on stage at 9:30 and they're usually asleep by 8:00. So I don't think they quite understand it fully yet, but you know, maybe in a couple years they'll start to figure it out.
Taste of Country Nights, Evan Paul, hanging with Dan and Shay. Dan, I saw on your Facebook you still mow your own grass?
By myself, by hand, man. I'm too cheap to buy a riding mower, so I still got the same push mower I got for about $200. Man, it's rocking. It gets the job done, but it takes me a long time. I mean, it's like 8 or 9 hours to mow the dang yard. It's just a mess, and yeah.
Wait, you do like the whole yard yourself?
I sure do. I do all of it and blow off the sidewalks. It's got to be pristine, man.
I've always wondered this. You're Tim McGraw. Do your kids like ever ask you to play something for them? Maybe when you're sitting around the fire or something?
No, they don't want me to play for them. Are you kidding me? They're tired of Dad, Zach.
Are they tired of Mom too, or is it just you?
No, it's just me. Having four women in the house is, I don't have much say-so over anything.